Pinna!
You can shop from anywhere doing pretty much anything. You might shop while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast. And however you shop, we all know and love the thrill of the hunt. But do you also know how to get the thrill of the best deals? Because Rakuten shoppers do. With Rakuten, they get the deals they love with the most savings and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Sephora, Nike, and even Expedia if you're looking to get some travel in. And getting cash back doesn't mean you have to miss out on sales because those can just be stacked right on top. It's easy to use and based on a simple idea. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back through PayPal or check. Download the free Rakuten app and never miss a deal. Or go to Rakuten.com to start getting the most bang for your buck. That's Rakuten.
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
This is the story of a boy with a strange new power.
I had the craziest dream last night. Then it sort of came true.
This is the story of a mysterious girl who appears in those dreams.
We've been waiting a long time for you.
You have? Who's we?
This is the story of the people who are trying to make sense of it all.
Is there a name for them?
They're called Dream Breachers.
Are they dangerous?
Dream Breachers.
I dreamed it was election day, and my mom took me to vote with her, and we were super excited because our candidate was absolutely the best person for the job. By a lot. She was smart and nice and funny and strong, and my mom was so excited to vote for her. We got stickers. Then just like that, we were home watching election results, and it was happening. She was winning. She won. We were jumping up and down and screaming, "This is amazing, finally!" And my mom said she was about to cry. The first woman president. We went outside and did cartwheels on the lawn, even my mom. I'd never seen her happier. Then I woke up. I told my mom about my dream this morning. Actually, I think she started crying for real. But then we had to get ready for school and work. That's it, I guess. It was a really good dream.
Our Hitchcock Marathon rolls on. After the birds,
Mom? Dad?
Hitchcock really was a master of fear, wasn't he?
What are you doing here, Crowley? You can't just be here, just watching TV. Where are my parents?
Where am I supposed to be? Down at the fairgrounds, gawking at your shipwreck?
No, I mean...
Where do you dig that old thing up?
What do you mean? I just, you know, dreamed it. And you really have to go. Where are my parents?
You dreamed up that symbol on it and everything.
I guess.
You've got a lot to learn, kid.
So what if I do?
I'm simply here to warn you, Evan.
I know. I need to find the marble. Except I can't. And even if I could, I wouldn't give it to you.
You must.
You know what I think about you? I think you're all talk.
Oh, you do, do you?
Yeah. I mean, big deal. You can make it rain bowling balls in my dream. You know what? I can do that too.
Well, would you look at that? The kid has some life in him yet. But you're forgetting something.
Yeah? What?
I can make your real life into a nightmare too, you know. I can just start popping up like this all the time. And I mean, who's to say that roof will last? Well, I mean, random bad things happen in life, you know. Your parents, your friends, all so vulnerable. Even that fish of yours I saw upstairs. Sigmund, is it?
You leave them out of it. all of them.
I'm just saying, in there you may be powerful, but out here, you're still just a kid.
You don't scare me.
Pretty sure I do. But I'll be going now. Who's that? Friend of yours?
What's the opposite of friend?
Right. Well, we all have those.
Will! Hey!
Who was that?
Nobody.
I saw all the crows and came over. Okay, that was weird. Wait, where'd the guy go?
He walked off that way.
But where'd he go? Like, I can't see him anymore.
And here come my parents.
You're not in some kind of trouble, are you?
You should go, Will.
Sure, okay.
Hi, Evan.
Where were you guys?
Went to see the ship, like everybody else. It's incredible.
I know it is. I just wish you had told me. I got home and I had no idea where you were. Something could happen.
Okay. I'm sorry. But, Evan, why are you freaking out? Did something happen with Will?
No, you just...
We go places without you all the time, and also we knew you went over there to see the ship, so we thought we'd bump into you.
I just had a dream the other night. Something happened to you. Just be careful, okay? I don't know what I'd do if...
Of course, Evan. We're sorry.
Really sorry. Maybe you'll feel better after a good night's sleep.
A table for two?
Yes, please.
Right this way. Here we are.
Thank you.
Your server will be right over.
Grabbing a bite to eat was a good idea.
Definitely. Nice to talk outside the office.
Hi, I'm Katie, and I'll be taking care of you. Can I start you off with something to drink?
Just water for now.
Same.
Sure thing. I'll be right back with that, then I'll take your order.
Thanks. Anyway, like I was saying, I thought I could clear the air. I know you're mad I talked to the kid breacher.
Well, you really shouldn't have done that. We are on strict orders not to engage. What did you even say?
Just that if he calls or comes by again, I won't ignore him. He probably won't even call.
But what will you do if he does?
I would just talk to him. I mean, there's never been a kid breacher before. You said it yourself. Aren't you even the slightest bit fascinated by Evan? Like we said, he could be the dream child. The timing is right. So I mean, like, are his parents even his real parents?
I guess it's possible he's the baby from the dream. I don't know. It would help explain the director wanting to be so secretive, I guess.
I mean, think about it, Naya. If we're supposed to believe that the director or whoever doesn't know what happened to that child, this is the most likely explanation.
I think they probably know where the kid is. It's just, you know, above my pay grade. And yours.
You're okay with that? Come on! I know you don't like working without all the information available at hand. So I'm suggesting it's time to take the reins a little. I mean, are you really content taking orders from some nameless, faceless director? Don't you want to be able to figure out some of these things on your own?
Easy, Henry. I'm not taking orders. I'm doing my job.
You're right. I'm sorry.
Here you are.
Thank you. What exactly do you want to figure out, Henry?
I want to find the Silver Kilner.
It hasn't been seen in years. Also, Henry, the Silver Kilner is probably a finder's keeper, too. So it's no good to anybody if you find it. It needs to be a breacher. You okay?
Yeah. Something in my throat. I just need a sip. That's better. Anyway, it would be good to at least have leads on it, right? That we could share with the director? So I pulled all the dreams that referenced it and listened to them. There's gotta be a clue in there, but I'm not hearing it. But you? You've been doing this longer. Maybe you'd be able to figure it out.
I don't know, Henry.
Can you at least listen and try?
You guys ready to order? Evan?
Emmy, yeah. Hey.
I just saw you, like, a half hour ago. Everything okay?
Crowley was here when I got home, and he warned me he could make my real life a nightmare, not just my dreams. He said he could do things to my family and friends.
I'm so sorry, Evan.
No, I'm the one who's sorry. I've put you in danger.
Are you kidding? Never apologize to me for any of this.
But if anything happened...
We're all in this together, okay? You talked to Marco yet?
I'm gonna call him now.
Okay, do it. I'll see you at school tomorrow. Everything's going to be fine. We'll figure it all out.
Okay, Emmy. See you there.
Hello?
Hey, Marco.
What's up?
Crowley was here, and he was threatening to do bad things to people in my life. So, just be careful, okay? I'm so sorry about all this.
Hey, don't be sorry. I'll be on high alert.
You promise?
I promise.
Oh, I don't even want to go to sleep tonight.
Yeah, I get that.
Maybe I won't.
Evan, who are you talking to?
Just myself. Oh, I gotta go.
Okay, bye.
Bye. I'm coming down!
Everything okay?
Yeah, of course.
I thought I heard you talking to someone.
Nope.
Well, it's late, sweetie. You should get ready for bed.
I'm not tired, actually. Where do we keep the coffee? I was gonna make some.
You sound tired, Ev. And you look it. You're not having coffee.
I just don't feel like going to bed yet. So I'm just gonna put some music on.
What's going on?
Evan doesn't want to go to bed.
It's late.
Just not tired.
Evan, turn the music off.
Your father and I are going to bed, so you need to do the same. Sleep will come, I promise.
Let's see what's on TV.
What's gotten into you? You're acting crazy.
Evan, you need to calm down and head up.
Okay, I'll try.
Good night, Evan.
Night, guys. Sigmund, you okay in there? I'm gonna lie down, but I'm not going to sleep, okay? I'm just gonna shut my eyes, but I'm totally gonna stay awake, okay? I'm not gonna put my noise machine on or anything. I know. I'm gonna recite times tables. 1 times 2 is 2. 2 times 2 is too easy.
I'm pulling in here for gas.
You sure? It doesn't even look open.
Yeah, it's open. Just old. You want to fill her up? I'll go in and pay.
Sure. What the? Ah, go away! Get off me!
This is really weird.
What is? The birds?
Exactly. It's just... this is a scene from an old movie we watched once.
The birds?
Right! Evan, the tank's overflowing.
Jeez, I remember how this ends. Ugh, someone drops a match.
That man over there! Sir! Excuse me, sir.
Ba-da-boom.
Crowley, no!
Do not light that cigar, sir.
Dad, run!
Now you just get comfortable and I'll draw the blinds so you can look out the window.
Okay, but Mom, where are we? What happened?
We're home, Evan. In our apartment. And you broke your leg falling out of the tree in the courtyard.
But we live in a house.
You get a bump on your head too, sweetie? We live here.
Whose binoculars are these?
Just try to rest, okay? I'll check on you in a little bit.
Sure, okay, Mom. Thanks. Might as well have a look around, eh, Sigmund? Fish can't use binoculars, can they? Anyway, it's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. But what is that dog digging for in the garden? And how is my mother in that apartment across the courtyard? And why is Crowley there? Oh, Sigmund, we're in another movie and I don't like it! I want to get out of here, now!
Barriguinha gostosa, vou comer você todo delicioso! Ai, ai, ai.
Get off me! Please!
Yeah! Go! Go!
Garvin!
You okay? What was that?
Pisa Dara! The Stomper!
Never heard of her. You okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think. Thanks.
I'm sorry, Evan.
Sorry for what?
I couldn't save them.
Who? Who are you talking about?
He's more powerful than I am, as it turns out. I tried. I really tried.
Who? Couldn't save who?
All of them, Evan. All of them.
Who? Who? Why do you sound funny?
Because my face is melting.
Baku-san! Baku-san, come in my dream! Baku-san! Baku-san, come in my dream!
Evan! Evan!
Baku-san!
Evan!
Baku-san! Baku-san!
Baku-san! What are you saying? You're not making any sense! Nate!
Mom?
I'm right here. You had a bad dream. Everything's okay.
I'm here too. You're awake now.
Yeah. Oh, I'm okay. Well, okay.
You are screaming pretty hard, kiddo. You want to tell us about it?
Oh, you know what? I don't even really remember. I'm just going to go throw water on my face and shake it off before school.
You sure you don't want to talk about it?
No, I'm good, thanks. It's time to get up anyway. Like I said, I don't even remember. I'll be down for breakfast in a minute. Thanks, guys.
Okay, honey.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.
Thank you.
deep breaths, it was just a dream. Just a dream.
Oh no!
What is it?
Mom, what's wrong?
Come out here! Look, I just passed the window and caught a glimpse of my gnome, and it's...
smashed to pieces.
What on earth?
How would that even happen?
Maybe the skunk was kicking around and knocked it over.
Oh, I loved that gnome.
Me too. I remember when it was in Grandma's garden.
I'm sorry, honey. We could try to find a new one.
It won't be the same.
Evan, you coming?
Yup. I'm gonna grab my stuff and go. I am so sorry this happened, Mom.
Not your fault. Have a good day, okay?
Reminder, tickets for the school dance are on sale in the cafeteria every day at lunchtime.
So, like I was starting to tell Marco on the way here, the nightmares were bad enough that when I woke up, I actually tried to summon Baku. Garvin was in the dream, and he basically said everyone I loved was gone. And then his face started melting.
Wow. Evan, that's awful. Did it work? Baku?
No. I mean, I don't know. How would I even know? I didn't, like, see Baku. And then my parents came in, all freaked out. Oh, and the stomper was standing on my chest. Ugh. I blame Marco's mom for that one.
Well, I had a nightmare, too. About Crowley. I wasn't sure I should mention it, but... he turned into a crow and was pecking my eyes out.
You guys! That's awful for both of you.
Do you think he was really there, Evan? The way he is with you? Or did I just dream about him?
I don't know. What else was he doing?
He was just there, staring. It was terrifying. Then he transformed and pecked.
Ah! Stop saying that. It's so gross.
I know.
We need help. I mean, he threatened my family, and now he's coming after my friends in their dreams? And I don't have any way to contact Garvin. Andy said he was going to be a bit scarce for a while anyway. Anna's just nowhere to be found.
Honestly, Garvin hasn't even really been that helpful. He's not telling you the whole story. Ever.
I think we should call the Dream Academy guy. Henry. I'm going to do it right now. I'll go there after school.
Okay. We'll go with you.
Here comes the beep.
Hey, this is Evan. I'm looking for Henry. You gave me your card yesterday, down by the pirate ship. I want to talk. I want to bring my friends with me. I'm going to come by later and expect you to be there.
Wait, are you there? Don't hang up.
Oh, yeah. Hi. I was going to come by.
I'm here, so come now.
Well, I have school.
You can't just ditch?
No, I can't just ditch.
Okay, right, yeah, of course. Then come after. I'll be here.
Okay, see you then. So we're all set.
Yes.
This day is going to drag.
So he's coming here to the office?
Yes, I swear, Daya, this is going to be great for us. For you.
Okay, you've convinced me to at least talk to him. I mean... he deserves to know a little bit about who he is, right?
In the meantime, here, listen. A silver kilner mentioned in a dream. This was from almost 12 years ago, so it's the first one chronologically in the database.
Okay, I'll play.
I've had a recurring dream that is so vivid. It's like it's real ever since I had a baby 6 months ago, usually when I fall asleep holding him. In it, there are always people who are coming to try to take my son away from me. Like... one time in the dream, he was already older, like a young boy, playing this marble run type game. You know, like a bunch of silver marbles on a track type thing? And I rushed over and they sort of backed away. And in another version of the dream, I leave him in his high chair and go into another room. And when I come back, there's this woman talking to him in our kitchen. He's trying on her hat. It was like a wool cap, like a chimney sweep vibe. And I ask her to leave. I don't know. I feel like these dreams are preparing me for something. Maybe just the constant worry of motherhood. so tired all the time. It's probably all there is to it. Oh, he's up from his nap. Gotta go.
What do you think?
I don't know. I mean, it sounds like it was just a toy, you know? But now I really miss my mom.
That day went pretty quickly after all. And the Dream Academy guy definitely said he was going to be here?
Yeah, there's a crow in the tree, guys. It's freaking me out.
Don't worry about it. Let's just go.
Come in!
Hi, I'm Naya.
Oh, and I'm Henry.
I'm Evan, and this is Emmy, and Marco.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hi.
Hello. So, this is it? The two of you and a couple old desks and sad plans.
The Dream Academy, yes.
I was expecting more, bigger, better, like, everything white and shiny and high-tech.
Sorry to disappoint.
Who even are you guys? All we know is what's on your website, and it isn't much. Just that you study dreams. People leave messages.
Yes, that's right.
But we also study breachers like Evan.
Are you breachers?
Oh, no.
Who do you even work for? Why did you pretend you weren't here the last time we came?
The director wanted to deal with you directly.
Wait, who's the director?
Well, the director is... the director. The person who runs the Dream Academy. Their identity remains a mystery. To us, anyway.
You work for someone you don't even know?
That's correct. But I'm not sure it's as strange as you make it sound. Plenty of people never meet the person they actually work for. So, the director hasn't been in touch with you?
No, I only know Garvin.
I don't know who that is.
What about Crowley?
Him, I've heard of. He's the breacher who can turn into a crow. The other guy, Garvin, maybe? If it's who I'm thinking of, he's the main spy hopper out there. But we don't always know breachers by their real-world names.
How'd you get the gold Kilner?
How do you know I had it?
It was just a theory.
Anna gave it to me. Do you know her? Anna? She gave me her phone number.
No, I mean, who is she? How would we know her?
Well, she's a girl who's a breacher.
How old is this Anna?
Around my age, I'd guess.
Fascinating.
Okay, well, I thought maybe you could help me find the gold Kilner.
Oh, Evan, I don't think that
we have no idea where it is, and we've been paying close attention. We're also trying to find out what we can about the silver Kilner.
There's a silver one?
Henry!
What? He should know. Hasn't been seen in years, though.
I'm losing my marbles over all these lost marbles.
Well, it might not even exist.
What does the gold one even do? I mean, I know it controls the breach or something, but how?
If you put the golden Kilner under your pillow, the dream you have is one in which you face your three biggest fears. And then when you've done that, you have the power to close the breach. You're still able to breach, but no one else can.
Whoa. You face your fears and the breach closes, and then you're the only breacher left?
Wow.
That's insane.
How does he know that?
That would be a lot of power for one person.
Yes, it would.
What about the silver one?
Not sure. Just know that it somehow undoes the gold.
So, if you have both, you pretty much control the breach. Because you're the only breacher left, and if no one else can find the silver... no one else could open the breach that you closed.
Exactly. Naya and I actually just listened to a dream about the Silver Kilner. You want to hear it? Maybe there's clues as to where it is that will mean something to you, and you can lead me to it. I mean, you can find it.
Sure, I guess.
Just give me a sec to cue it up.
Henry, a word in private?
Sure. What's up?
How did you know about the gold Kilner dream with the three fears? I mean, I didn't know that, so how would you?
Not now, Naya. Okay, here's the message.
I've had a recurrent...
Yes, now, Henry. You know what? We're not supposed to play the dream recordings for people who don't work here.
Naya, don't be such a stickler.
Hey, I agreed to let you talk to them, okay? But playing the tapes? Can't do it. Also, Evan already has his hands full trying to find the gold Kilner.
I do!
The least we can do is try to investigate the silver on our own.
But...
Of course, we could always reach out to the director.
Fine, Naya. That won't be necessary.
Hey, do the letters AODB mean anything to you? I mean, the DB is probably Dream Breachers. But the AO?
I saw that. On the ship at the fairgrounds. No idea. Wait, did you bring that ship out of a dream?
Afraid so.
Fascinating.
Holy smokes.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't mean to, obviously. But I don't know why I would have dreamed up those letters.
AODB. AODB. Well, I'll let you know if I think of anything for sure. Henry?
Yeah, I mean, of course. If I think of anything.
Hey, Evan?
Hmm?
Maybe sleep with your door open? Just so if you have another nightmare, we can wake you up.
Oh, that's a good idea, Mom. Thanks.
I saw Will leaving here earlier, and your father said Will was here yesterday, too. Something going on there? He's still bothering you?
No, it's not that, Mom.
You don't think he'd break our gnome, do you?
No, definitely not. It was probably just like the wind, or a skunk, like Dad said.
Yeah, you're right. Probably an accident. I'm just mad and sad about my gnome. Anyway, good night.
Night, Mom. Good night, Sigmund. Hope your day was less crazy than mine. And I hope Crowley leaves me alone tonight. Ugh, please.
Do you dare enter the ring?
Hey, let me out! Let me out of here!
Just calm down while I play the game, Evan.
Where am I? What are you doing to me?
We're inside Ringmaster Run, Evan. And the circus animals are real. And unhappy.
Emmy, look out!
You're going to want to pay less attention to me, Evan, and more attention to the game. These pinballs look big enough to flatten a kid your size.
Evan, head for the hidden passage. You'll never get a ball in there. Help!
Wild card pinball!
Evan, run! Anna! I've been looking for you.
I heard.
Oh, I'm so happy to see you. I know we've only met a few times, but I feel like I've known you a long time.
Same.
Would it be weird if I hugged you?
Not weird at all. Honestly, I could use a hug. What's happening?
I don't know. I'm not doing this.
Don't worry, Evan. That's not really me in the cage. I'm over here. That's not me either. I'm over here. I'm over here. I'm the real Anna, here.
No, I'm the real Anna.
I'm the real Anna.
Go away.
I'm the real Anna.
All of you.
I'm the real Anna.
Except
I'm the real Anna.
Will the real Anna please stand up?
I'm the real Anna. It's me, Evan. It's me. I'm the real one. We met on the beach. Luna brought you to my house one time, but I wasn't there. I gave you the golden kilner. Don't listen to her.
You need to calm down, Evan. They won't quiet until you quiet your mind.
Go away!
I said calm down. You're too emotional. Your dreams are going out of control. That makes you dangerous. Not just for yourself, but for all of us. You need to try to get a handle on what's real and what isn't. Think of a quiet place. Let's go there, okay? Just you and me.
Okay. Thinking.
Huh. Outer space. Really?
You said to think of someplace quiet. What's more quiet than outer space?
We're gonna need you to run that systems check, then we're good until you complete your next orbit breacher. Over.
I've gotta hand it to you, kid. You've definitely made things more interesting since you arrived on the scene.
Thanks. Wow, it sure looks pretty from up here.
Earth, you mean?
The planet we're slowly killing?
Yup. I thought I wasn't gonna see you again for a while.
Evan, we have a problem.
What?
Incoming.
Incoming what?
Do you ever just have a dream that takes place somewhere boring?
You're not helping matters being here, Crowley. He's not gonna find the Kilner in this state.
I'm just so tired of you being around and getting in my way.
Stop terrorizing him and I won't have to keep showing up. You need to pick a fight. Come at me instead.
What happens if I just unclip this belt that seems to be tethering Garvin here to this spacecraft?
He'd float away?
Exactly what I was hoping.
No, don't!
You know you can't kill me in someone else's dream.
Are we sure of that?
No, don't!
You can make it stop, Evan!
No! I'm trying, but...
Bye-bye, Garvin. And while I'm here, I think it's time for this shuttle to end its mission.
No! Evan!
You ever been skydiving, kid?
Have you met me? Of course not!
You're gonna want to see if you can dream up a parachute right about...
now?
What about Garvin?
Oh. We don't need to worry about Garvin anymore.
Hard. So, you should think of a plan.
Like a boat? Or like something inflatable?
Like waking up.
How on earth?
Wow.
Oh, honey.
What the heck?
I don't... Evan, honey?
What? Oh. Hi. Morning.
Do you want to tell us what's going on?
Oh, you mean this?
Yes, Evan, that.
Mm-hmm. The parachute? And the enormous raft? In the backyard?
With you in it?
I must have sleepwalked.
Hmm.
The truth, Evan.
Okay, yeah. I can explain. I mean, I need to explain.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to. But you need to promise me you're gonna believe me.
We promise.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever heard of dream breaching?
I'll go make the coffee.